Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 17th of December. Starting off with AFC Energy, just purely because there's been another gap to the upside after yesterday's massive gap through resistance, the old resistance around 41 pence, so nestling around 45 yesterday and 50 today. We were looking for 60p, which at this rate could be seen before Christmas, but anyway, it was an end of month target there around 60 pence, and I suppose if we get to that level, then we'll have to revise the upside scenario. 60 pence on Song for AFC while we hold above 45 pence, or 45 and a half pence, I suppose, yesterday's resistance for the shares, which is the bottom of the gap left today. On to another stock which has exceeded expectations and proved that charting can work well sometimes. Argo Blockchain, obviously soaring with the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which the mainstream media have decided now that it's actually a fantastic thing rather than the devil incarnate, which it was just a few years ago. Rising trend channel here from July, heading towards 18 or even 19 pence now. And that target valid at least while we hold above the floor of the overnight gap at 12.5 pence, which is also, I suppose, the November resistance areas as well. So above 12.5, looking for as high as 19 now, hopefully over the next 2 to 4 weeks at Argo Blockchain. Next stock, normally quite satisfying in the sense that despite all the bear attacks on the company, the shares have firstly, they managed to stabilize around the 5 pence level in the post-September period, which was a plus point. And secondly, they've managed to gap higher today through the 50-day moving average, which is one of our more reliable signals, technical signals, and also through that line of resistance from August around the 6.25 pence level. While we're above 6.25, looking for the top of the August trend channel as high as 9 pence, and hopefully with the gap this time, the gap higher, that would suggest that the bears are caught short and the shares will have some follow through. I think the turning point for me, though, was that candle there on the 4th of December. That was a very solid candle from support and did suggest that a floor was in place for the shares, even though there was a bit of dithering after that, even after that particular move. Next up, the stock which I think almost 9 out of 10 people on FinTwit have been trying to call up higher this morning. I think it's been a bit slightly slow for Echo Energy. Probably one would have expected 0.6 or even 0.7 maybe by the end of the day, but I think we're sort of in a more quiet pre-Christmas period, so the move has been slightly less. The other point to note is that you've got that July resistance line there around 0.47. That had to be cleared, as did the initial 0.49 resistance of December. But basically for me, the stock was on its way with the multiple days resting on the 50-day line. That's normally a pretty good signal. And also the fact that we've turned around from an exhaustion gap, an exhaustion bear trap that we had at the turn of the month. And so basically once we were resting on the 50-day line, the likelihood was we'd head higher and also head towards the top of that rising trend channel from August, promising around the 0.7 pence level, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment, an end of day close back below 0.4, which I presume most observers are not expecting to happen now. On to Falcon Oil and Gas. Oil and gas stocks obviously have been rather weak of late, I suppose, even with the vaccine news last month. They still haven't really pushed higher, and they haven't even pushed higher, even though Brent has pushed higher too. So that's a bit of a conundrum. But at least as far as the daily chart of Falcon is concerned, we've had a break through the October resistance line and the 200-day moving average at 8 pence. And while there's no, well, given an end-of-day close above that, and while there's no end of day close back below that, we could head up towards as high as the top of the October triangle, broadening triangle on the daily chart at 14 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you wait for an end of day close through the 50-day line at 8.9 pence. But really, after that exhaustion bear trap reversal that we've had there at the end of November, echoing what we've seen at Echo Energy, we should see decent follow through for Falcon shares. onto a stock which is relatively obscure, but thought I'd have another go at trying to call up a sort of a tiddler. Here we've had a bear trap from below the 0.7 floor of October. That went down to 0.6, so an end of day close back above 0.7 should be enough to get the shares not only back towards the recent 8.8 pence resistance for December, but also a broadening triangle top around 1.1 pence over the next 1 to 2 months while we remain above 0.6 pence. A company which updated today with a gold deal was Riverfort, and probably Riverfort probably the one of the most strange or the strangest daily charts around. We've got this rising trend channel from February, the beginning of the year. Shares have been above the 200-day moving average at 0.78 all that time, which is normally a bullish sign. Support points coming in above that. Probably just looking to see the shares break 0.95 pence, which was the November resistance. If we can do that, then the target here maybe for the first quarter of 2021 would be up towards 1.4 pence. So basically above 0.8 up to 1.4, the eventual target for technical target for Riverfort. Moving along to a stock which is probably has as many fans as Echo Energy at the moment, maybe more. Rambler Metals and Mining, with all sorts of calls about how cheap the stock is, etc., etc. Here we've had a trend line break, a break of the October resistance line, the falling wedge around the 0.25 level. So above that, we're in recovery mode. If you're sort of fussy about this, you'd wait for an end of day close above the initial December resistance at 0.3 pence, but otherwise above 0.25, best case scenario target up to 0.5 or 0.6 of that broadening triangle, hopefully over the next 1 to 2 months. On to Safe Stay, which has been it's more of a recovery situation, but a rising trend channel there from September. Bounced this week above the 50-day moving average at 35 pence, and while we're above the 50-day line, looking for a top of September price channel target as high as 60 pence over the next month or so, obviously retesting September resistance itself. Starvest, one of the heroes of the year, sort of done it without really having much private investor backing or vocal investor backing, but here we've got a rising trend channel, one that's been in place basically since the beginning of the year. The current trajectory probably looking at something like the lines I'm going to draw now. So a broadening triangle there from March, above 25 pence, looking to 35 pence, hopefully by the end of the month. Just a couple of situations to go now. The first one is Scancell, which did well over the July to September period or October period. And it looks like it's back again now. We've had this falling wedge consolidation above the 200-day moving average at 8.88 pence, and also notably a bear trap rebound from below November of support, so 10.5 pence the low there, and we went down towards 10.1 as the low for December. Bullish divergence with that lower price low, not matched by a lower RSI low, so that should give us a reasonable punch to the upside. Break or end of day close above 12 pence for the week should be enough to give us at least a retest of 16 pence November resistance for early in January next year, or even maybe by the end of this year, but hopefully by early January up to 16 pence on Scancell. Obviously the stop loss back below 10 pence. Finishing off with Wood Boys, which has been, I think I looked at it last month as well. It turned out to be a bear trap false dawn move, which wasn't very friendly. But we've still got a rising trend channel from September, top of the channel heading towards 3.75 pence. And basically, if we can clear the 2.5 pence area on a weekly close basis, i.e. the 50-day moving average, we should hopefully head up towards 3.5 pence plus over the January or February period next year, early in the new year. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.